Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Dr. Robert Stout, the state veterinarian in the Kentucky Ag Department, wants to remind livestock producers that beginning this week, certain medications in livestock feed may be administered only under the supervision of a veterinarian.
Well, the bottom line is the Veterinary Feed Directive will go into effect on January the 1st, and farmers need to be prepared if indeed feeding medicated feed is part of their plan.
Stout says at issue is the prevention of new resistance to antibiotics. The Food and Drug Administration is, in phases, decreasing the use of antimicrobial drugs for food production purposes.
Antimicrobial resistance is real, and I think this is, quite frankly, a necessary step that needs to be taken. Agriculture is getting a lot of, in my opinion, unfounded blame for this resistance, but I think we do play a part. As far as volume of antibiotics, the agricultural community uses estimated 80%. That doesn't mean that they have 80% of the blame by any stretch of the imagination, but we got to be partners in this, and we're running out of antibiotics, and the resistance to one product can be transferred to another product. It's a complicated process that I don't fully understand, but it does exist. So it's real.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This is Bud. And for years, you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
As mentioned in the first segment, beginning this week, livestock producers must have a veterinary feed directive from a licensed veterinarian in order to feed to livestock medically important antimicrobial drugs, those that are also used in human medicine. The goal is to reduce the chance that a resistance develops in the limited number of those medicines.
The main impetus of this is that you can't feed it for production purposes, for feed gain or feed efficiency. Now, it will be limited to treating specific diseases that are on the manufacturer's label.
Dr. Stout advises any farmers with a question to contact their veterinarian. He didn't have a firm fix on how many Kentucky producers this might impact.
It's hard to say. I think it certainly will have an impact. I don't have a good feel for how many producers are feeding medicated feed, but I suspect a lot of backgrounders are. I think that'll be the biggest impact.
State vet Dr. Robert Stout. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.